local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
People with Real Jobs by Cole Diamond. It's Sunday night at 5 o'clock, so you guessed it. It's the Homegrown Show, and we are hanging out with Cole Diamond right now over there live in Studio B. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Homegrown Show.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's an honor to have you here. I love your sound. It's kind of been described as vintage rock meets outlaw country. What'd you grow up listening to?
Well, I mean, it was quite a departure from what I play now. I mean, I definitely was like a 80s kid, so just lots of Def Leppard, GNR, lots of hair metal, Poison, Headbangers Ball, you know, kind of all that stuff. You know, I mean, honestly.
An MTV kid?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I mean, country music was probably the last thing that I was on my list.
What was your first big country influence?
I mean, probably the first thing that I listened to was like Buck Owens, the Tiger by the Tail album by Buck Owens. I got this record player from my grandma, and it had a bunch of records in there, and that was one of them. And I remember throwing that thing on, and I'm like, this is pretty cool. And then I just kind of started digging from there.
Nice. I love it. Well, I love the Def Leppard thing, too, because I often give them that was like my first favorite band that I found on my own. Previous to that, it was all stuff that my parents loved and listened to. And then I destroyed a pair of jeans, cutting them up to be like the Pour Some Sugar on Me video. And my mom got super mad. But I was like, no, trust me. They're cooler now.
Yeah.
I'll wear them now. I like them. Yeah, you know, Def Leppard, good stuff. That's awesome. Well, we got a lot to talk about. You got a gig coming up. We're working on a new album. You got a couple new singles. And yeah, so there's a lot to get to, some live performances, all that good stuff. But we also got to share the love and play some other homegrown artists. So let's get to that right now. This is Girls Night Out by Savannah Cole on The Homegrown Show.
Hey, it's Angel Val. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM.
Cole, Girls Night Out. That's a fun song. That made me want to hit the bars and do a little dancing. Well, we're hanging out with Cole Diamond right now, and you brought the guitar.
You got it with me.
You got it with you, but I know that that's not your only instrument.
No. I do also, I've mainly just been playing drums in bands for the longest time. I started out playing guitar in high school. I wanted to play drums, but my parents thought,
that's a little loud, a little rambunctious.
Exactly.
Little
they
crazy.
Thought, well, just get him a guitar. And then the first thing I did was take all my Subway money and just bought the biggest amp I could and terrorized the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, so, you think a guitar can't be loud and right. disruptive?
They learned.
That's great. So, yeah, but then you started joining bands and playing drums.
Yeah.
And, like, how many years did you do that?
Gosh. I mean, well, I must have been in my... I was probably 20 or so. I mean, it kind of got to the point with me playing guitar, especially at that point where I just wasn't like a lead guitar player and I wasn't really a songwriter. And, you know, I thought, I'm like, well, I probably have a better shot of getting in a band and playing with people if I'm just a drummer, you know? And then, you know, went from there and, gosh, was probably playing drums for, you know, for like the past 20 years in various bands, you know, Old Yeller, Little Man, lots of local bands.
Well, and that's a great learning experience and just kind of getting into the world of playing live and being out in clubs and doing all that. Yeah, it'd have to be a fun experience for a young 20-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. Playing drums is still, you know, my favorite thing to do. I mean, I think the first time I was doing a gig where I'm like, okay, I'm going to actually just play guitar and sing, it was a solo gig, and I rolled in with just an acoustic and like a music stand, and it was like heaven, I thought.
Traveling light.
I'm like, this, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
I feel bad for every drummer when I see them carrying in their stuff and setting everything up, and then I resent every like vocalist who just comes in with a microphone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you.
Yeah, pedal steel player will always tell you they've got it the worst, which they do, and then drummer is probably a real close second.
I don't know a whole lot of pedal steel players. I got to get some more of them in my circle because that's a sound that I love too.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
So with the recordings and stuff, where do you do that? Where are you putting these songs together?
Well, there was an EP that we did back in 2019 that we recorded at Pearl Recording Studio in Northeast with Zach Hollander, super nice guy. I'd been in there recording another project with Martin Devaney, and I just noticed, like, every time we went there, he always had, you know, some Buck Owens or Merle Haggard or something going on in the control room. So I thought, I'm like, all right, he kind of gets it, like, you know, maybe I should talk to him. And so we went in there and recorded some songs. These past couple, the single that we put out and kind of some of the other stuff we've been working on, we've been recording with Brock Lammers over at Mid-City Sound. It's kind of off of like 24th and Linday or Nicollet.
Okay.
Kind of uptown area there. But, you know, that's been a little more pieced together because of the COVID situation and everything.
Sure.
I mean, can't really have the whole band in there all at once. So it's kind of been a little bit more piecing things together and that aspect.
Well, and we were talking a bit before the show about what technology has afforded us. And that's one of those other things, too, that it's just changed the recording industry for sure. You can, I mean, I guess people have been doing that for a long time,
right,
kind of recording bits on the other side of the country and sending the files over. But it's become even easier and more efficient.
Right.
And yeah, that's, you know, so you can get a lot done.
Yeah, I mean, the dream of like going into a studio and you're going to record direct to tape and catch the perfect take is great, you know, but the reality of it is sometimes it might be easier to just
piece it together
and
but that's also, that is a fun you know, approach too that
I wish
we'll never go out of style completely,
right.
People will always be doing that, but yeah, very cool. Well, we got more to get to with Cold Diamond, but this next one, this is Jeff Dayton, and a fun little programming note, he's gonna be joining Neil Freeman for the Bob FM morning show on Tuesday, filling in for Jim, who is working, calling some hockey games. Jim Erickson has a second life as a sports commentator. He does a great job at it. So you can listen to Jim call some hockey, but you can check out Jeff Dayton and Neil Freeman on the Bob FM Morning Show Tuesday morning.
My favorite beach. It's a tropical island with sugar white sand and one palm tree. Little thatched huts on stilts in the water where we can live easy and barefoot free. My favorite beach is up on the North Shore where the sky gets jealous because the water's so blue. Good grinds and good times, watching the surfers playing ukulele and singing about you. My favorite beach is no big secret. It's a little piece of paradise, it's easy to find. Right where the sand and the sky meet the water, and I can fall asleep looking in your eyes. My favorite beach is a 1,000-mile coastline with cute little towns and pretty white boats. Where the sun goes down like the fire in the water, like the fire I feel when I'm holding you close. My favorite beach is no big secret. It's a little piece of paradise, it's easy to find. Right where the sand and the sky meet the water, I can fall asleep looking in your eyes. So Grab your white shorts and your pink sunglasses, your parrot head shirt, and your Kenny CDs. Then close your eyes and touch the map with your finger, 'cause this time tomorrow that's where we'll be. My favorite beach is no big secret. It's a little piece of paradise that's easy to find. Right where the sand and the sky meet the water, and I can fall asleep looking in your eyes. My favorite beach is anywhere, anywhere with you.
Homegrown country music on a homegrown country station. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
There was a hole inside of me from a time I used to bleed. Years in a foreign land were enough to break me in. Like a scene from a scary dream, kept playing on repeat. Then you shook me from that sleep, finally made me see. I'm not broke, just a little bent from the weight of where I.
That's Jesse, Channing, John, Drew, my friends at Made in Dixie. I love those people, and I miss them. Also now known as Lake and Lindale, so if you like that sound, check out Lake and Lindale. But we are hanging out with Cole Diamond over in Studio B. And you know what? I think it's time for some live music.
All right, let's do it.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
This song called Late Nights, Early Mornings.
Love it.
Well, I've been up on the stage for most of my life, playing two empty chairs and some guy's wife. But I just keep saying tonight might be the night, and I hope I find it out before I die. Late nights and early mornings got me down. They ain't got me feeling nothing for this town. But when you just can't make enough to settle down, late nights and early mornings got me down. Well, it's a music town, everybody says, and I'd love to see your band, but I'm in band. Well, I'll hang around and catch a song or two, but until then, just keep doing what you do. Well, late nights and early mornings got me down. Ain't got me feeling nothing for this town. When you just can't make enough to settle down, late nights and early mornings got me down. Well, I'm playing now for a crowd that doesn't care. You can make it here, you don't have to go nowhere. Well, one more set and I'll be heading home. I'm out here, so just throw this dog a bone. Late nights and early mornings got me down. They ain't got me feeling nothing for this town. When you just can't make enough to settle down, late nights and early mornings got me down. Late nights and early mornings got me down.
Spring is right around the corner, and you just remembered your trailer needs to be serviced before the season starts. Crystal Welding has you covered. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke, because we do it all.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25 and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Total Country Bob FM.
God made dirt roads for guys like me. And old boots, cheap sunglasses, and faded jeans. Just kicking up dust and chasing down that sun. It don't matter where you're going, 'cause it's the getting there that's fun. Some men are born to trade on Wall Street, and some men are called to tame the sea. Some men are blessed with patience so they can do the Lord's work. But I believe God made dirt roads for me. Oh, Now there's this little place I know, way out in the sticks, where we can drop a line, kick back all day and fish. Well, the beer is always cold and the fire's warm at night. We ain't got no nosy neighbors and we ain't got no city lights. Now some men are born to trade on Wall Street, and some men are called to tame the sea. Some men are blessed with patience, climb in, slide over, and we'll go. We got a full tank of gas and late night radio. We'll pull off in a field and we'll have ourselves a little fun. Then we'll lay back on that hood and wait up for the sun. Some men are born to trade on Wall Street, some men are called to tame the sea. Some men are blessed with patience so they can do the Lord's work. But I believe God made dirt roads for me. Oh,
cinnamon sweet on your lips. You gon' lit a fire out in this summertime heat. Foot on the floor and a 4x4 and into your door. Four wheels burning down an open highway. 3 more miles to go. 2 hearts beating like a kick drum bumping. One more kiss and I'm gone. Way the moonlight hits your eyes, same light I've been trying to find. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, kiss and I'm gone. Yeah, one more kiss and I'm gone. One more kiss and I'm gone.
That one's going out to Steve. That's 4321 by Jake Nelson, no stranger to the Homegrown Show himself. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. Have you met Jake Nelson?
No.
You got to check that dude out. You got to cross paths with Jake Nelson. He's just a ball of energy, a great attitude, and great music. Good stuff. Well, we're hanging out with Cole Diamond over in Studio B. Again, this is your first time on the Homegrown Show?
First time.
Well, it won't be your last. I like your attitude. I like your music.
Well, don't speak too soon.
True. Well, one of the things that I loved was your Facebook post about this show, yeah. Where you were like, you know, we'll be, you know, playing some music, talking whatever, and talking trash about all my enemies.
Yep. Yeah. Where should we start? I got a list here.
You brought the list. Okay. Let's just alphabetical order, I think, is probably the best way to
name, address.
How about instead of that, we do some shout outs to people that you love and enjoy? I know you got family, you got friends out there. What about your band? Let's give some credit.
Shout out. Well, actually, yeah, just saw the band a little bit earlier today. Josh Braun on pedal steel and Dan Lowinger on lead guitar. Got the rhythm section filled with the Shawns, Sean Gilchrist on drums and Sean Hoffman on bass. And,
Wow.
It's funny because...
Are they both spelt the same way?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive too, because there are many, many spellings of Sean.
We'll just start calling it the Shawns.
The Shawns.
And most of us in the band are drummers. The Shawns are both drummers. I am primarily a drummer, so it's like 3/5 of the band. We've got a majority rule on drummers, so we're definitely we're picking apart the drum pieces.
That's because I think every musician is sort of a drummer at heart anyway, whether they know it or not. You know, I mean, because it's a big part of every. As I mean, the acoustic guitar, for example, is a very percussive instrument.
Yeah.
Even the piano, people don't really think of it that way, but it is. You know, so you might not know it, but you're probably a drummer on some level.
Right.
And anybody can grab a bunch of pots and pans. I always liked like books and magazines, and I would stack them up in different kind of configurations to get different tones.
Oh yeah,
and just bang away.
Yeah, there's a lady I watch on Instagram that she just does these brush techniques, and I mean it's just, you know, like on a pizza box or a phone book, and you know it sounds just as good as anything.
And that's fun in like it's almost like a Foley artist.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Like that's, and I'm fascinated by Foley artists. That's a job I would love to get into, is making sounds for movies.
Yeah, right.
But it's amazing, like the tones and the things that you can get out of random everyday household objects. And I would think it would be probably super surprising to anybody to find out how many of those things are in songs that you know.
Right.
You know, whether, like, I had a friend who, he independently recorded and made music, and there was one song of his where he played his bathtub. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. I think there's a leather chair and a Fleetwood Mac tune, you know, stuff like that. Like, you get creative, get weird with it.
Right.
Why not? You know, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a little harder to bring the bathtub on the road. You guys might have bring that sample.
True. Well, I think it's time for tonight's Studio A Single Spotlight. And we got to throw a little love to Sailor Jerry. It's been a while since she's been on the show. I got to get in touch with her. If you know Sailor Jerry, tell her I'm looking for her. This is Country of Past on the Homegrown Show.
And now it's time for the Homegrown Show's Studio A Single Spotlight.
I remember that day. In the rusted out truck, just 9 years old, with the music up. Mama told us to be quiet, a new song on the radio, Garth Brooks Rodeo. But I turned on that dial just yesterday, to a country station, and the song they play. But I couldn't decide, I had to listen for a minute, if the song even had any country in it. I wanna turn on the radio and know it's country. Don't wanna listen for a minute just to try to figure it out. I want God and family and horses and cowboys. That's what country music's all about. And hear some country music. I want Dolly and Waylon, Reba and Cash. The jug's bringing all those memories back. Don't want the country of new, I want the country of past. you have a memory. You turn the radio on and you just can't believe that it's been 25 years. Soon as that guitar strums, you still sing every word. The years come undone. I wanna turn on the radio and go West Country. Don't wanna listen for a minute just to try to figure it out. I want God and family and horses and cowboys, 'cause that's what country music's all about. I wanna turn on the radio and hear some country music. I want Allen and George Strait, Patsy and Cash, the Judds bringing all those memories back. Don't want the country of new, I want the country of past. Stations on the radio, but when the dial fills, I hear country music play. What I want might sound cliche, it's steel guitars and southern twang. I wanna turn on the radio and know it's country. Don't wanna listen for a minute just to try to figure it out. Bringing all those memories back. Don't want the country of new, I want the country of past. Don't want the new, bring that old country back.
Local and independent artists.
Hey, this is GB Layton.
Hey, this is Sarah Morris.
This is Tony Winkler from The Last Friday.
Hey, it's Shayla Lee.
The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
Showed up late on Friday, snuck out around noon. Made the most of my weekend, but Monday came too soon. I've been burning this candle, both ends every day. I've got a new way to handle what life throws my way. I'll take it with a grain of salt, splash of lime in my alcohol. Just Jose Cuervo and me, toe tapping on my two left feet. Everything's gonna be just fine. The sun can't always shine, so if a little rain should fall, I'll take it with a grain of salt. Got a call from the boss man, said he's letting me go. So I shipped my farmer's tan down to old Mexico. Still got a mortgage, still got bills I can't pay, but I'm in no hurry. My worries, I wash them away. I'll take it with a grain of salt, a splash of lime in my alcohol. Sun-kissed senoritas in me, a little blanket on the sandy beach. Everything's gonna be just fine. Down here the sun always shines, but if a little rain should fall, I'll take it with a grain of salt. There's no cure for the blues like the blue of the ocean, and beautiful girls in bikinis and coconut lotion. Tropical potion. I would.
I'll take it with a grain of salt. A splash of lime in my alcohol. Sun-kissed senoritas in me. A little blanket on the sandy beach. Everything's gonna be just fine. Down here the sun always shines. But if a little rain should fall, I'll take it with a grain of salt.
Shane Martin with Grain of Salt on the Homegrown Show. That's a fun tune. I love that it's got like a false ending, sort of like a Marvel movie, as we were talking about before the show. So Cole Diamond's live over in Studio B. Steve Straczynski from the Four Outdoorsmen is in there with my phone ready to do some Facebook Live action. Cole, you going to play another live one for us?
Yeah, sure. I'll do a newer one here. It's called She's Gone.
She's Gone. Take it away.
Found the letter on the nightstand by your bed. I didn't have to read it to know what it said. And that you're leaving and you never really cared for me. And now all I have are the memories.
Is right around the corner, and you just remembered your trailer needs to be serviced before the season starts. Crystal Welding has you covered. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your job's too small because we do it all.
I'm craving adventure.
Thought we decided not to take a vacation this year.
was thinking about a trip to Total Wine. Let's fling into spring. They have thousands of wines, spirits, and beers to explore. We can mix up cocktails with tequilas and fruit-flavored vodkas, chardonnays, rosés, pinots, proseccos, so many choices.
Oh yeah, a trip to Total Wine is totally worth it.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more. Drink responsibly, B21.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
My dream's breaking down. Working the 9 to 5. They're waving from my passenger seat.
Caitlin Nicole Thomas. Love that voice. Love that sound. That's some good stuff. That's Ride on the Homegrown Show. We're hanging out with Cole Diamond over in Studio B.
I'm
ColeDiamondMusic.com is the website.
That's
it. You got a real great looking website. I love that shirt too with that logo. Who designed that logo?
Well, I kind of took it from, what is it? I borrowed it, let's just say.
It's got like a gas station feel to me or something like that. Like an old, like sort of, you know, something you would see on like Route 66 or whatever.
Yeah, it's actually, what is it? DeKalb Seed Corn.
Okay.
Their logo. If anyone from the company's listening, I do have permission to use that logo. So don't look into it.
There you go. Yeah, don't look. No
you don't need
to.
No need.
Everything's been covered. It's all good. So Cole Diamond Music. And we might as well let the people know you do got a gig scheduled coming up May 14th. At the Hook and Ladder.
Yeah. Yeah, May 14th at the Hook and Ladder. It's a fundraiser for a community-driven organization. They get food that would otherwise just be thrown away, and then they distribute it out to, you know, different food banks and places that can use it, that need it. So
very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be us, Pleasure Horse, Jake Duda Band, you know, a bunch of music, just fun, outdoors.
Live music.
Yeah, live music. It's crazy.
There you go. May 14th, mark your calendars, Hook and Ladder.
Yep. Yeah, and you can get tickets through, there's a link on my website to get tickets and everything.
Again, so. ColeDiamondMusic.com. C-O-L-E, not C-O-A-L, yep. When you're thinking coal and diamonds. But you can find it, and there's a lot of great stuff there. You got the links to like your album and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the links, yeah, all the album links and social media links. Get out there and give me a like on all the social platforms, and I'll be your buddy.
Right on.
I'll bug you.
Well, what do you say we do another live one?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to do a Dale Watson song, actually. We were just playing this one. We were practicing a little bit earlier today, and it's kind of one of those songs that when I first heard it, I'm like, wow, this one really...
Really hit home.
This one really hits home.
Right on. Take it away, man.
Cool. Well, good morning, fella. You don't look too good today. Your eyes are red and your skin is pale. Looks like you could use a shave. Had a good time last night. Well, look at the price you had to pay. You think that you know better than to still be carrying on this way. Look at the gray sitting out of your hair. You think that you take a hit. There's a reason Mother Nature put it there. While you're out here getting more wrinkles, your family's making more memories every day. You think that you know better than to still be carrying on this way. Crashing into 40, I better think about growing up. You got a wife and kids that lean on. Are you strong enough? Get down off your high horse. Ain't nobody listening to what you say. You think that you know better than to still be carrying on this way. Rinsed off my toothbrush, put the lid back on the toothpaste too. I looked up in the mirror just to get me one more good look at you. Man, you can't be as dumb as you look. It ain't too late to go make a change. You think that you know better than to still be carrying on this way. Crashing into 40, my better think about growing up. Wife and kids that lean on you. Well, are you strong enough? Get down off your high horse. Ain't nobody listening to what you say. You think that you know better than to still be carrying on this way. Be carrying on this way.
Cole Diamond live in Studio B. Thanks a lot for being on the Homegrown Show, man. It's been a lot of fun getting to know you. I love your music.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a great time.
And we'll definitely do it again. But you know, maybe one of these days we'll get the whole band up in there and
yeah,
really go rowdy with it.
Let's do it.
And then we can, again, tack that list of enemies.
Anytime.
But,
they know who they are.
That's right. Well, Four Outdoorsmen coming up next, followed by Real Talk Outdoors, so tune in for that. Next week's going to be a best of Homegrown Show. It is Easter, also my birthday. I'm taking the night off. I'll be in, though, for the Real Talk Outdoors guys. I think they're going to do their show live still. But, yeah, so thanks a lot. We'll catch you when we come back on the Homegrown Show. ColeDiamondMusic.com. Any parting words for the people?
No, thanks for having me on. And, yeah, go out and give me a listen, give me a like, and, hopefully... catch a show. We've
May
got
14th.
Some coming up. Yeah, May. There's some other stuff happening in June and, beyond. So
things in the works. And like we were saying, before the show, like things are kind of opening up again and we're kind of getting a little more and more back to normal. So as that continues, there will be more live music to be had. So check out Cole Diamond, ColeDiamondMusic.com. We'll get you back on the Homegrown Show.
Cool.
And yeah, stay tuned for Four Outdoorsmen coming up next. But we're going to close things out with Baby Bye Bye by Cole Diamond. You got anything to tell us about this tune?
This is just kind of along the lines of, you know, one of those classic country songs where it's like, you know, the girl has left, but I guess in this scenario, she just never really said why.
There it is. Baby Bye Bye on the Homegrown Show. We'll catch you. Peace.